Tell you what, it's been a torrid couple of weeks for the organisers of the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival. Well, first and foremost, Colin Thompson, the man leading the charge, has been on the crook list along with the family. And, of course, we've had to see more postponements, at least not cancellations, but postponements to the festival. Colin Thompson joins me right now on the wake-up call. Colin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Are you starting to get back towards a feeling of glass half full, that things are at least still continuing? Because it's not been a good couple of weeks, mate, has it?
It's always challenging when you have to put off or postpone such a big event that involves so many people and is good for so many people. It's paid work for a lot of people, so that work and the hours put off to November. But we're taking solace, I guess, in the fact that we've got so much closer this time, the third time round, to running the 10th Bendigo Blues and Roots Music Festival, that we've, the bulk of the programming's all done. We've just been able to, thanks to our many great venues and all the wonderful artists involved, we've been able to pick the festival up, basically, and move it, or the program itself, to a new weekend. The move means that we'll probably be able to add a little bit to the program as well. We're definitely looking at it with a glass half full attitude.
Yeah, it is a shame though, particularly for the musicians, of course, because the arts have just been, belted around so much, and of course the hospitality industry too, which is very, very hard on them. But who would have thought, 2 years ago we would have thought what we would have seen a year ago, and now we're saying the same thing. But you just can't foresee these things, can you?
No, that's right. And we had every reason to be confident about February working, the Omicron variant obviously is come and done what it's done. It's been more contagious. Thankfully, it's not been as harsh as the other variants of COVID. I can vouch for that, I guess, myself. My whole family's been through it now. The hope is obviously that, and when we look back at precedents like the Spanish flu, that took about 3 years to wear itself out, so to speak, with everyone taking the precautions they needed to at the time or could at the time. So we're hopeful that the same sort of timeline is going to work in this instance, and we'll be in a much better position come November. The bottom line is that in the time frame when we made the decision, which was 4 weeks out from when the festival was due to happen, we couldn't confidently proceed knowing that a bunch of our venues that weekend, the weekend we made the decision, were closed because they didn't have enough staff due to COVID cases and due to close contacts. And because we were led to believe it would probably be worse before it got better,
yeah.
We just had to make the logistical choice, not just the public safety choice, but the logistical choice to do what we thought was the right thing. We can't run the festival if chunks of it fall over at the last minute. So, but confident for November now.
Good,
Through the 6th.
So during the year, as per usual, there'll be little gigs here and there and featuring artists and fundraisers and what have you. So we're still going to get some good blues and roots music across the year.
Definitely. The beauty is that, and that's, I guess, one of the positives that's come out of this is to really highlight to people that the small scale stuff, it really is, the bread and butter of the art scene. The fact that we can still run, shows of, for up to 50 to 100 people, to 150 people at different size venues, without as much risk of cancellation, means that, there's still plenty for people to do and enjoy. And we're running shows, weekly, really, with the venues that we work with, including the Old Church on the Hill. We partner with Handlebar a lot. We partner with the Golden Vine a lot. We partner with Hustler. So, you know, and other venues along the way. So there's top live music around us every weekend, with no excuse not to get out and enjoy at least some of it.
No, indeed. All right, mate. Well, listen, thanks for the update, and we'll keep in touch across the year. And, I'm glad you and the family are feeling better, and we will talk soon.
Cheers, Robbo. Your support is always appreciated, mate. Good on you.
No worries at all. Thanks very much indeed. Colin Thompson from the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival joining us on the Wake Up Call.